across the 40, coming near side, 35, needs a block, gets outside, at the 20, he's going to the house, 10, 5, touchdown Kentucky!
From the UK Sports Network, this is Big Blue Nation Radio.
The second for one, make the turn, got him, game's over, Kentucky wins!
Interact with the show by calling 859-280-CATS. That's 859-280-2287 or statewide at 800-606-GAME. That's 800-606-4263.
Touchdown, Kentucky! Victory, Kentucky!
Or tweet the show at UK Sports Network.
And for the eighth time, college basketball's national championship trophy is coming home to Kentucky.
Now your host, Taryn Hendrick.
We welcome you to another edition of the Clark's Puffin Shop Big Blue Nation Radio here on the UK Sports Network. I'm Darren Hedrick with you, joined tonight by the Hall of Famer herself, Christy Thomas. You can hear her on the UK Sports Network. Don Franklinato countdown to kickoff Saturdays before the football games. You can also hear her on the SEC Network for Kentucky women's basketball and on BBN Game Day. Hey, you just are dabbling in a lot of different projects these days.
Fall is busy. You know how it is. This time of year when you hit that football-basketball crossover, as a fan of athletics and sports, it's awesome. It's the best time of the year. But as someone that does what we do in this industry, it's a little hectic. But it's okay. It's all good.
Well, hey, real quick before we dive into the program and tell people our guests coming up here in just a minute, congratulations on the Hall of Fame inductions at Campbellsville.
Though,
how was the weekend? You had the Saturday game off to go. So how was it?
Yeah, well, you know, I kind of thought that was going to be, to be honest with you, Darren, I thought it was going to be a 7 or 7:30 kick. So I thought that game would be in prime time. So I was going to kind of be able to do it all. But no, it was lovely. I played basketball down at Campbellsville University many moons ago. Mm-hmm. But they were kind enough and gracious enough to put me into their Athletics Hall of Fame. So it was great to go down there. It was homecoming for them. A lot of things have changed on that campus, and a lot of really great people that I have awesome memories with were down there. So I was very humbled, and it was a great day.
Jeremy and Dusty missed you very much.
Oh, I bet they did. They love to give me a hard time. You figured that out, too. But, so these guys, they're my favorites.
Absolutely. We're going to talk some football. We're also going to talk basketball. We'll hear from some of the players that appeared on Tent City Live this past weekend. But coming up next on this show, we'll be joined by men's soccer head coach Johan Zettergren to talk about his team's great start to the year. They're on a three-match winning streak, number 5 in the country. We'll talk to him about that, plus their schedule for the upcoming week. This is the UK Sports Network.
Hey, DQ fans, taste perfection in every bite of our chicken strip basket. It's loaded with crispy all-white meat chicken strips, golden fries, crunchy Texas toast, and your favorite dipping sauce. Personally, I'm all about the house-made Hidden Valley Ranch. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Do your taste buds a solid and get yourself all-white meat chicken strips with golden crispy fries and dipping sauce now. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good. DQ is a proud partner of UK Athletics.
With over 50 million sold worldwide, what does Toyota Corolla do for an encore? It evolves to become more powerful, more connected, and safer. It becomes more efficient with an EPA-estimated 52 mpg hybrid. And now it becomes more versatile and capable of taking your adventures even further. Introducing the all-new Corolla Cross with available all-wheel drive, the first-ever Corolla SUV. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey, Big Blue Nation, Cash Daniel here, and I want to tell you about my friends over at UK Federal Credit Union. I've been a longtime member of UKFCU ever since the first day I stepped on campus, and I think you should become a member as well. UKFCU offers all the products and services of traditional banks, such as checking accounts, auto loans, along with online and mobile banking options. But unlike those other places, UKFCU is a local Kentucky-owned credit union right here in your backyard. They bleed blue just like you and me. UK Federal Credit Union. It's banking, only better.
Federally insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. For full details, call 800-234 8528.
Keep playing. Keep working. Keep going. And keep moving. With the exceptional orthopedic care at Baptist Health. With an experienced team and a full line of advanced services and procedures, it's no wonder most people choose Baptist to help them keep on keeping on. Visit BaptistHealth.com/ortho to find a Baptist Health provider.
Have you ever been driving down the road and out of nowhere? Bam! That skyline craving hits you. Doesn't matter where you're going or what you're doing. You've got to pull into the nearest Skyline and get some of those amazing cheese conies immediately. That freshly steamed bun and all that fluffy cheese just melts in your mouth. Mmm, man, that's good. Let me guess, you're getting the craving right now. Sorry, not sorry. Feeling good. It's Skyline time.
Welcome back to Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network. Darren Hedrick alongside Christy Thomas. We're pleased to be joined at this time by men's soccer head coach Johan Zettergren. The team is 7-0-2, 2-0-1 in the Sun Belt, number 5 in the country, and they've won 3 straight matches. Coach, playing some terrific football right now for your team. What's the last couple of weeks been like in diving into a new conference this year, too?
Yeah, no, it's been a great start to the season, a little more than halfway there. Guys are doing really well. Some new challenges, some new places, playing in a new conference. But the two things we talk about all the time is the two H's, staying healthy and humble. And that's hard work, but so far this group is doing really, really well. Really proud of them.
You have had one young man that's taken home a lot of honors so far this year, just named Offensive Player of the Week in the Sun Belt. That's senior forward Aitor Bjørgulfsson. Bjørgulfsson. I've practiced it all day trying to say
really
that last name.
You were really close.
Bjørgulfsson.
It was good. That was good.
I'm sorry.
Oh, you
I'm
did
from
it.
Tennessee originally. That's a hard name.
It wasn't bad.
And his dad is Bjørgulfsson. So
okay.
Just to make it easier.
Right. Just add on top.
But Aitor's had a great week. What's been the key for him and his success?
No, he has had a great couple of weeks, and he's having a really good senior year. But I just saw him in the hallway today, and he's one of those where people see him now, but what you have to do is you have to follow the 4-year story. And he's someone that came and was kind of taken over for JJ Williams, who was a stud for us in 18, and he scored some really important goals in 19. Then unfortunately he had some injuries in the COVID year and last fall, but again, he's just someone that he works really hard. He's a very unique guy in 6'3", 195, 200 pounds. He's just a lot to deal with for the other team. And then also we've been really fortunate where Nick and Danny and Casper and Brennan, the guys that are playing around him in the wide forward positions, they've been able to really utilize that the other team is focusing on Aitor. So it's we have a lot of different guys scoring, but really proud of Aitor, and especially over the 4 years and his development and how he's had to fight back from a couple of injuries. But also you look at how raw he was in 19 to how much more complete he is as a soccer player now.
I think that development piece is big because you hear that, we talk an awful lot about that in football and how you see these guys come in, as freshmen. I think about DeAndre Square, how we talk about him and his transition and what he looked like even just past the eye test from a freshman year to now. But that's the case with every sport because the athletic department really is working on the development of that athlete in so many different ways. You guys have so many resources and things available to be able to do that as well, too. So I think about you talking about that development of a player and how crucial and how important that is as you're trying to make a push to be one of the best programs in the country. It's there. It's happening.
Yeah, and it's very rare that you have a freshman that's going to come in and be an immediate impact player.
Yeah.
Like we have Max Miller this year that's a stud for us who's a freshman, but normally there's maybe 10 of them in the country. And there's 200, I've been saying 205, but it's 212 Division I men's soccer teams now. So there's 212 of us competing for these 10 guys that are ready. So you can't you can't repopulate and refresh like that. So you have to make sure that you have a plan. And part of what I love about my job is that you have that 4 or 5 year development plan for a lot of these players. And once they become starters, then it's about, okay, how can we make them all conference? Then, of course, how can we make them all Americans? And then a lot of them in my sport is, of course, they want to play after. And so then how can I make them ready to be multi-year professionals?
Right, yeah.
And I think that goes hand in hand with, again, if you're an All-American, well, then you're kind of ready to be a professional at the next level. But in the recruiting process, I'm not a great salesperson. I just tell them how it is.
Yeah.
And again, like if you're talking to me about wanting to win national titles and wanting to play, having a 10, 12-year pro career, well, that's great. I know how we can do that, but that's going to require an incredible amount of work over several years.
Right. Right. So. I think telling it like it is a pretty good sales pitch.
I do too.
You know what I mean? Like, let's just get right to it.
When you're sitting in the office that I'm sitting in, looking at the stadium that we're looking at and with the practice facility that we have, yes, you can do that. I think there's some other places maybe not.
Yeah.
We've got to get to a quick timeout, but we'll continue with Coach Shettergren when we come back. This is BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network.
BBN Game Day. It's your weekly look inside UK Athletics. Saturdays at 9 a.m. on LEX 18 and stations across the state. Check ukathletics.com/UK Sports Network for stations and times in your area. BBN Game Day.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next four-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Whoa. Before you use that backhoe, where's the gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
Levis gonna run at the five. Touchdown, Kentucky!
The University of Kentucky Athletics Program would like to say thank you to our official cornerstone partners, Central Bank, the official bank of UK Athletics, and Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance. Big on commitment.
Fogle does it again! His second home run of the tournament!
Down low to Sheetway for the dunk. Strong move on a pretty pass.
Once again, thank you to our official cornerstone partners who played a vital role in the success of the University of Kentucky Athletics Program.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Thousands of our teammates make and deliver 300 of the world's best brands and flavors, locally. From the heartland to the coast, in big cities and small towns. Our products are moving, and our trucks are rolling. We share a passion and a purpose. And we love to refresh and serve our communities. We are Coca-Cola Consolidated, your local bottler.
Get an insider's look at UK sports 5 nights a week. Watch BBN Tonight with Keith Farmer 5 nights a week at 7:30, only on LEX 18, your official station for Big Blue Nation.
Welcome back. This is Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network. Darren and Christy joined by men's soccer head coach Johan Settergren, whose team is 7-0-2, and they're getting ready for a couple of big matchups this week. You go to Indiana on Wednesday. You have Georgia Southern at home on Sunday, October 9th at the Bell. And you've had a couple of big home matches on the season so far, coach, and you've had some great crowds. I know this team really feeds off the energy from the BBN.
Yeah, for sure. The slight change to the schedule is we're going to play Notre Dame later in the year. Mm-hmm. They had a thunder and lightning issue with the Notre Dame game. So we actually – no midweek game this week.
Okay.
So we have all week to prepare for Georgia Southern. So that's – but, okay. No, we're very, very excited. And we were talking earlier about the new conference and, you know, be able to go to new places like Georgia State and JMU and the facilities mm-hmm. they have. And the Bell is just such a special place.
Yes.
And you know, there's a reason to why we have so many COVID seniors come back, because it's a hard place to leave. And when it's full with the BBNN, Big Blue Nation, it's just – I think we had 2,700 fans at the Marshall game, and it's just every home game under the lights. It is an incredible atmosphere. And then you have the student section behind the goal, and the smoke comes out when you score. It's like we talked about earlier, it's an easy place to recruit to for sure.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We've kind of touched on it a little bit, but your team won the Conference USA Championship in 2021, and now you're playing in the Sun Belt. What all went into the decision to move to the Sun Belt from CUSA?
I think what we're looking for is we were trying to go to another strong conference and maybe ideally a slightly stronger conference. Again, I think if you look at the ACC, if you look at the Big Ten, if you look at Big East, maybe Pac-12, maybe they have on a five-year average maybe one or two more teams that come in, especially on the at-large level. Mm-hmm. So I think when we were looking at a couple of different conferences that approached us, it seemed like the Sun Belt was definitely the place to go. Again, you know, Marshall is there, South Carolina are there, West Virginia are there. So a lot of the Power Five schools that don't have a natural home for their men's soccer team, we've all kind of, you know, we've ended up in that league. And then UCF are going to come next fall. So I do think that it's a very strong conference that's only going to get better and better as we evolve here.
What is that transition like for you as a coach to try? I mean, I can't imagine that you coach any differently going into a different conference, or do you?
No.
Yeah. It is what it is.
We went back to earlier what kind of person I am and how I'm incredibly demanding no matter what, and that's never going to change. And I think it's fun to go to new places after having been in a conference for 10 years.
Sure.
And also the way that we play with our non-conference schedules, you're playing IU, you're playing at Louisville. So we're playing tough games out of conference as well. But, no, I think, again, you just want to be somewhere where you feel like your sport really matters and that the administrators are – you know, spending resources, making sure that it's a nationally competitive sport. And in the Sun Belt so far, I think we're doing really well. I think there's two of us at least that are in the top 10. So that's always a good place to be.
No doubt.
I guess kind of following off of Christy's question with the changing of conferences and maybe the style of play, like we can kind of liken it to basketball where the SEC can be up and down, but the Big 12 is really physical. The Big 10 is kind of a slower, methodical game. What have you seen a noticeable difference in the style of play from the teams in the Sun Belt versus where you were in Conference USA?
Yeah, you know, we played Georgia State 2 weekends ago, and I think, again, having done this since 2007, I think part of the reason is that things always change and things, you know, there are new things that happen in regards to tactics. And I think Georgia State, the way they played, I've never seen a team play like that before. And it was definitely a real challenge for us in regards to preparing the team and watching video and coming up with how our shape needed to match their shape. And then also, well, what kind of advantage would we have then when we got the ball? And Ryan and Josh, my two assistants, did a fantastic job with that. And then the guys executed really well. And you know, we scored 4 goals in the second half. So anytime you can score 4 goals in 45 minutes, you know that you're doing a good job. And going back to the team this year, I really like how they're really, really keen on learning and listening and wanting to do better, because we're talking about doing things that we've never done before and trying to lift the big trophy and all those kinds of things. And that's only going to happen if you stay humble enough to realize that you haven't arrived and you can always get better every single week.
We've already touched on ITOR. I wanted to also ask you about Luis Grosso, who's from Munich, Germany. He's been honored several times for his defensive play on the pitch. What makes him such a special defender for the Wildcats?
No, I think it starts with natural talent. Luis's dad was a multi-year pro in Germany, so I think that he watched the game closely growing up. We've been very fortunate having lots of good center backs for the years I've been here, but Luis is definitely one of the best ones. And 6'1", 6'2", so not the tallest, not like a May with 6'6". But incredibly dynamic, incredibly athletic. He's very fast. He's good in the air. You know, he's a big guy. He doesn't shy away from a tackle. But then he can also play. And over the 11 years, as I've tried to move the program higher and higher up the rankings, the big difference late in the year is about what you can do on the ball. And with the two center backs that we have this year, with Luis and Luca, and Trey can come off the bench, all three of them are not just good athletes and good defenders, but they're also the one that start our attack. And Luis is definitely one of the best in the country in regards to starting attacks and making sure that that first pass breaks through their first line of defense. So he does really well with that.
Coach, I feel like every time we've had you on the radio show, we have talked about defense, because that's something your team really prioritizes. How do you feel about this team's defense and the way things have been played in the net as well?
Yeah, so we have three incredibly good keepers. So Isaac and Casper have played, but Ryan Jack is the third keeper that's right behind. And every day in practice, they compete. And they compete real hard. And Josh is the one that specializes working with the keepers. And he's done a really good job developing those guys and making sure that all three of them stay bought in and find a way to deal with that rotation. But, no, I I think it's easier to coach not getting scored on than to score goals. So when you start and when you take over, let's focus on that. Okay, yeah. Because if we don't get scored on, we're going to have a really hard time losing the game. And then as you're bringing better players in, as you're evolving as a coach, and so then you kind of go in that direction. And this year, I think we've done – I was looking at it, I think we've scored 11 goals in the last three games, which is, for us, a very good average. But we've also let a couple of easy goals in. I actually had the staff just send me a compilation of all the goals we've given up this year. And just to kind of look at themes and seeing what we can do a little better. And I think that going back to the humble part where you're winning 3-0, can you be humble enough to do the little things to make sure that you win 3-0 versus 3-1? And sometimes this year I think that we've taken our foot off the gas a little bit, thinking that the game is won already. So I think that going back to basics and making sure that we do all the little things, and I think also – taking pride in keeping a clean sheet and helping up the goalkeepers, that I think that's what's going to maybe help us a little bit towards the second half of the season.
Have you looked at that video then yet? Or are you seeing a theme, or have you found something? Or
no, I think that the theme is that there's moments in every goal where if the player plays up to the level that he can, that goal doesn't happen. So there's different players. But again, I think it's just one of those where, like, okay, let's not settle for this.
Yeah.
We can do better. Just like we're doing a great job scoring goals, we can do a little better making sure that we keep clean sheets.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, with the schedule change, you've got the week to get ready for Georgia Southern on Sunday. What's the team's focus with this extra time this week?
These weeks where we don't have a midweek are really good because we can focus so much on us. So they are off today, and then so Tuesday and Wednesday – we will just do us stuff. And one of them is, one day is normally a little more in defending, and one of them is a little more in attacking. Then Thursday we try to bring a couple of pieces in about the next opponent. And then Friday maybe then we'll focus really much fully on the opponent. And then Saturday we'll have a more short, sharp, fun session. So that's the big benefit of not having a midweek, is that you can get two training sessions where you're working on things just for you, rather than just preparing for the next opponent. So that's what's been really nice, because it was the same last week. And also, if you have a couple of guys that are maybe a little knocked up or whatever, you can limit their minutes in those sessions so they're fully ready to go Thursday, Friday.
Coach, I'm sure we'll have you on this program again as you guys finish up the regular season and go on that postseason chase. And we wish you all the best, and we'll see you over at the Bell, because I know, like we've talked about, there's always a great crowd over there. So we'll see you at the soccer complex.
Yeah, for sure. We're looking forward to seeing the Big Blue Nation out again at 7 o'clock on Sunday. It's going to be nice and chilly, but the lights will be on, and hopefully we'll score lots of goals. So hoping to see you out there.
Does your team this time of year, do they embrace it when the weather gets a little crisp this time of year as a home field?
And we also we train in the afternoon. So in the winter and the spring, we're training in the mornings. So I think it's a lot harder to go out there at 9 o'clock and the field is still frozen and the frost is on or whatever. But now, normally when we're training, it's still in the 60s. So it's not a problem. And and you want to keep playing. So the colder it gets, and if you're still playing, that means that you're doing well. And that's a reward that you get to train when it's cold.
The colder, the better.
That's right. All right.
Yes.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for coming on with us, and we'll have you on again soon.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate
good luck.
It.
And that's men's soccer head coach Johan Sedergren. We'll be back with more. This is Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network.
At Athenian Grill, our delicious, authentic Greek food is inspired by real family recipes. Our generous portions of perfectly prepared lamb, chicken, and veggies are way too good to keep to yourself. Authentic Greek cuisine. Come check us out at our new South Ashland Avenue and East Main Street locations. Need catering? Give us a call or visit AthenianGrill.com. From our family to yours, let us share our authentic Greek home recipes with you.
This new Toyota Tundra is amazing. Amazing. It's rugged and capable.
Designed, engineered, and built right here in the USA.
And Tundra is more powerful and more fuel efficient.
The iForce Max hybrid powertrain delivers 437 horsepower.
And with a multi-terrain select, no matter what the conditions are, it automatically adjusts the engine throttle and traction.
Well, the crawl control modulates the throttle and brakes.
When we say you can go anywhere and do anything,
Tundra really means it.
Yeah.
Toyota. Let's go places.
Liquor Barn has everything you need for this week's Wildcat action. Now, to stock up on all your game day supplies, all you have to do is head over to your nearest Liquor Barn store. If you don't want to do that, guess what? You can also place an order for pickup or delivery through the Liquor Barn app or the website. Folks, that's all you got to do. It's that easy to shop for your favorite spirits, wine, and beer, and you can do it all in one place with Liquor Barn. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cats!
Hi, I'm Capri, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grill Spicy Deluxe is the chicken. They actually put it on the grill, cooked it in the sauce. It's definitely a good grilled spicy sandwich.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A Grilled Spicy Deluxe is it's spicy and it's full of flavor. When you pair that with the kale crunch salad, it's just good.
Order a Grilled Spicy Deluxe sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Wildcats are back at Kroger Field on Saturday. The South Carolina game is presented by Keeneland. The fall meet is underway at Keeneland. Pre-purchase tickets in advance at tickets.keeneland.com. Kentucky looking to bounce back against the South Carolina Gamecocks. And the lady who will be alongside Jeremy Jarman and Dusty Bonner is just to my left, Christy Thomas. They'll get you set for that kickoff at Kroger Field. And this is one that I know this team is going to have a sour mood getting ready for this week.
You know, that's one of those losses that I said it just sticks with you. And and it's really, I think, you know, if you're Mark Stoops and the coaching staff, you've got your work cut out for you, really trying to make sure that they you know, they move on to the next. Still a lot of big things that can happen. And I'll tell you this too, Darren. I know everybody, or a lot of BBN, probably had their eyes on that Georgia game on Saturday as well, too, thinking, wow, okay, this could get real interesting. If Missouri pulls off an upset here, you know, things could get interesting, but they still can be very interesting. I mean, you know, so all is not lost, albeit a really difficult, you know, game to watch and kind of stomach. But, yeah, it's a matter of guarding against that, right, just to the point. And I think
you don't
want
one to become two.
No, and I think this team's mature enough to handle that. I think they really are. They do know what's at hand, and they do know what's at stake. And so, you know, And I love the fact that they're coming back home. So I appreciate the fact that they're going to be back at home. The crowd has been unbelievable this season.
And it's a night game this week.
It's a night game. What's not to love? Like, everything about this really should set up to be a really, really great atmosphere, which is exactly what this team will need to get it done.
Yeah, and, you know, going back to that Ole Miss game, as painful as it was, you kind of look through, and Coach Stoops kind of, not in this way, but mentioned it. Some of the things you look at, it's stuff you can clean up.
Oh.
It's not, you know, get a better snap on the field goal, make a better kick, or don't turn it over. I mean, it's easier said than done, but it's things you can fix. And if you do that, you know, you're going to have a good time.
I think it's different for me if I'm looking at that, if I'm watching that game thinking we're just getting our butts kicked and we're getting outplayed, and that's not the case. There were so many opportunities. There were so many things here and there, you know, that if you went back and you did it 100 times, it's different. And I think that's the thing that I'm reassured by, is that this team went down there and competed. They absolutely competed. Mm-hmm. And even when things – I've said this, I still think we're 5-for-5 where we haven't played our best football, right? So, you know, here you sit at 4-1. Going into that game, you're 4-0, still waiting to play your best football. You didn't play your best football down there, and yet you were in the game. You had a chance to win it. You had a chance to walk out of there with a win as a 7-point underdog. So, you know, I still think that the best is in front of this team.
In some ways, I wonder if this game at Ole Miss might have been the hard lesson, because some of the mistakes against Youngstown and the other MAC,
Northern Illinois,
yep. Those come back, and you make those against a team like Ole Miss, and that's the margin. That's the margin of error in
a
win and loss.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's the way it's going to be from here on out.
Yeah.
And that's why it's imperative to clean those things up. But that's the good news, is you can clean those kind of things up and fix those, and, you know, don't drop balls, things like that. Just execute, take care of business. And I think this team, you know, you've got somebody like Berrien Brown, who's just incredible to watch.
Changes the game. He's a guy that, in the blink of an eye, changes the game, changes things. He and Dane Key are those guys that when you're looking for, and you've heard this term used an awful lot within the UK football program, is a dynamic type of player. You're looking for big, explosive plays. You get them from guys like that at any time, at any given moment. You know, I'm screaming at the television for Barron Brown to run when I thought this kid's going to the end zone. So, you know, things like that that are just so exciting to think about. Yeah. And they're only 18 years old. They're 18, 19 years old. They're just kids that are, are going to have the world at their fingertips if they keep this up.
These explosive playmakers, Brown and Dane Key, they've still got their career in front of them.
It's incredible.
Look what they're doing now. I mean, it's exciting.
Oh, it's incredible. So. I mean, I think it's a real testament to the kind of athletes they are. But also, you have to be an athlete to be able to come in and compete and play, because I think you hear a lot of players talk about speed and making that transition from high school to college. And really, that doesn't matter the sport, right? Mm-hmm. The speed is a huge problem to adjust to oftentimes. These guys have had zero issue adjusting to that. So I think the next piece of that would be the football IQ piece. And they are clearly very smart football players, because they're able to figure some things out very early on. Exciting stuff.
As we go to the break, we want to take a moment and wish a special happy birthday to Jeff Bacoro, our color analyst alongside Tom Leach on Saturdays. Jeff, hope you have a wonderful birthday today, and hopefully you can celebrate later this week when the Cats defeat the Gamecocks.
That's what they'll do. Yeah, they'll get him a little win in South Carolina. That's it.
When we come back, we are going to switch gears over to basketball. Tent City Live was this weekend over at Memorial Coliseum, and we had a chance to chat with some of the women's basketball and men's basketball players, so we will share some of that when we return. This is Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network.
With the Kroger Plus card, it's easy to get lower than low prices for the win. And for every dollar you spend, you earn fuel points, which can add up to $1 per gallon off at the pump for the win. Plus, save every day on groceries and get personalized digital coupons for the win. The Kroger Plus card. All you do is win. Big, big savings. Sign up now at Kroger.com and start saving. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whoa, 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 Dave. Before you use that post-hole digger, where's your gas line? And where's your wallet? Because you hit a gas line and it's going to cost you. Not to mention that it's also very dangerous. Okay, now, where's your phone? Good. Call 811 before you dig. One call, and you'll know where to dig every time. So call 811. No problems, no accident, no fines. Oh, and it's the law.
Bourbon Barrel Ale is proud to be part of Big Blue Nation as the official craft beer of UK Athletics. Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale is aged to perfection for a minimum of 6 weeks in freshly decanted bourbon barrels. That is beer made right. Visit LexingtonBrewCo.com and use our product finder to locate your next four-pack in bottles or cans at your local retailer. Cheer on the Cats with the beer of bourbon country, Bourbon Barrel Ale. Go Big Brew.
Our eastern Kentucky communities have been devastated by catastrophic flooding. Our residents are in desperate need of cleaning supplies, food, water, baby formula, diapers, pet food, and other supplies. Please help today by donating at arh.org/floods or by bringing supplies to the ARH office at 2260 Executive Drive in Lexington. ARH. More for Appalachia.
Little Caesars proudly introduces their Fancy Pepperoni for only $9.99. The fancy large pepperoni pizza topped with over 100 crispy old world pepperonis all the way to the cheesy caramelized crust edge. Now that's fancy. So grab your fancy cell phone and order a Fancy Pepperoni pizza with our app or online at LittleCaesars.com. Put on your fancy pants and sashay in and out of Little Caesars between 4 and 8 with a large hot and ready Fancy Pepperoni for just $9.99.
Pizza, pizza.
At participating locations plus tax.
Need help developing and retaining skilled employees? Kentucky Community and Technical College System Workforce Solutions can make it happen, and will help pay for it too. As the number one provider of workforce education in the Commonwealth, businesses of all sizes trust us to deliver fast, flexible, and affordable customized training. Find out how you can get started today. Go to workforce.kctcs.edu to learn more.
Visit Malone's, Drake's, or Harry's for your next day game day meal, or order carry out for your next watch party. Visit bluegrasshospitality.com for menus and reservations. Proud partner of UK Athletics. Wildcats take on South Carolina at Kroger Field, 7:30 the kick on Saturday. Don Franklin Auto countdown to kickoff coverage begins at 5:30 with Christy Thomas alongside Jeremy Jarman and Dusty Bonner. But we also are fast approaching the start of the basketball season. Big Blue Madness is coming up October 14th, and then both teams are doing a blue-white scrimmage on October 22nd. And then the women will play their exhibition home opener against Pikeville on November 2nd. This past weekend was the Tent City Live campout around Memorial Coliseum on campus. I'm sure those of you who were going around downtown saw those tents popping up around the Coliseum. Well, we had a chance to sit down with three women's basketball players, Jada Walker and Nia Leveretter, who are returning from last year's SEC Tournament Championship squad, and also Maddie Shear, the transfer, former Kentucky Miss Basketball, who is back home after starting her collegiate career at Oregon. And here is part of our conversation with those three. Maddie, you're new to the program. What was the offseason like for you coming back home and coming to play for the flagship school of the state?
It was great. It was definitely a transition, but I think my coaches and teammates really helped me along the way. And, you know, it's home for me, so yeah. I'm definitely familiar. So it just feels great to be back again.
Now, that was going to be my next question. When you decided you were leaving Oregon and you chose Kentucky, what was the big factor in the decision besides the fact you were coming home? Why Kentucky?
A big one was just the coaching staff and the culture. You know, Coach Elzy really convinced me just how, you know, we're buying in and we're built different, and mm-hmm. we're really buying into that. And I think this offseason we really put together, got to know each other really well, and we are really built different. It's a really great team, so I'm excited.
As one of the new players coming in, what's it been like building the chemistry? Because, like I say, I've been to a couple of practices, and it already feels like this team is getting that chemistry together.
Yeah, it definitely is something that we had to work on at first, you know, getting – all 10 new girls, I think, is what we had on campus. That's a whole lot. So it was definitely a process. But I think looking back from where we were day one and now, it's a huge difference. So
we've heard Coach Elzy a couple of times now mention the phrase positionless basketball in reference to the versatility of this team. And Jada, I'll come back to you. I know you're one of the point guards on this group, but I feel like whether it's Maddie or Blair or you or Emma or whoever it is, somebody can take the ball and bring it up the floor. Just tell me about how that helps you with the fact that this team is so versatile.
I absolutely love that, especially on defense. Oh, multiple pickups is a blessing. Like, I can switch with anybody, and they could just stay up there, hawk the ball, and do the same things I did last year. I love it.
Well, and I know it was the point guard position last year. A lot of the minutes were you or Jasmine. This year, you've got some teammates to kind of help those minutes. I know you've got to feel a little bit better knowing, hey, I can take a breather for a game, even though you only want to be out for a minute, but still, you got a chance to take that water break.
Yeah, I did.
Nia, you've got a new post position coach in Coach Hoover this year. How fun has she been to work with?
I love her so much. She just brings in so much new information, so many new skill sets that we're learning. And she makes sure we're going hard when we're doing post-work, too. She doesn't take practice lightly. She'll get in, do extra film with us. She's just amazing. I love having her here.
That was Nia Leveretter at the end of that, joined by Jada Walker and Maddie Shear from Tent City Live this past weekend. And, Christy, I know everybody's talking about the fact there's 10 new faces. It's basically a brand-new team. But that's also an underlying story that I don't think has been talked about much, and that is – The legend, Gail Gestenkors, retires. She's still with the program, but she's no longer an on-the-floor coach. They just go out and hire another former head coach in Jen Hoover, who was at Wake Forest, to come in, and she's now working with the post players. And Coach Elzy looks down her bench and sees nothing but coaches with head coaching experience on that bench. It's got to be a huge lift for her.
It did kind of quietly happen. I would agree with you. Yeah, it did kind of, you know, and it was sort of like, oh, yeah, we've hired this, you know, really great coach here. But, no, I think there's – that can't be understated for sure, and or overstated. And then I agree. I love listening to Naya talk about the energy that she brings, and then learning something new. So I think that is huge. Someone who's bringing in something a little bit different. Maybe it's you're saying the same things, but you have a different delivery, or you're just using a different term to mean the same thing.
Yeah,
it is. It's fresh, and so you know, that can be a lot of fun as well too, especially if you're willing to take that in and kind of learn from that. So a lot of good things happening. You know, they mentioned Maddie was talking about really trying to get to know each other and just kind of gel and have some of that chemistry going. That is so hugely important in every sport, but basketball especially. And that's not easy to do. But really what you have to have are 10 or 15 people on your roster then that want to do that. Mm-hmm. They all have to want to have good chemistry, and sometimes you don't always have that. But it sounds like that's the crew that they have put together. So kudos to this coaching staff for bringing in young ladies who are not only great athletes and basketball players, but want to really have something special and work on that chemistry.
Yeah, I mean, the bad news is you don't have that safety net anymore in number 10 out there. Yeah. You don't have that get-out-of-jail-free card to go make a play. But it feels like Coach Elsie and her staff have gone out and they have brought in players that fit the culture and the type of program and team that they want to be, playing the style they want to. And if you can get all these pieces together and playing as a team, I think, as weird as it is to say, they might be even better as a group compared to just having that one all-elite WNBA Rookie of the Year.
Well, sometimes you become we've talked about this too, Darren, and you've seen it happen that a lot of players can get caught up watching a player like that play on the floor, and you really start to rely too heavily on that. Then if that's a situation where you don't have that, and everyone has to figure out how to plug in and be a contributor, wouldn't you like to have 10 players averaging 10 or 12 points a game? Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you'd take that every day of the week. So, and everyone's averaging 6-8 rebounds. Everybody's average, you know. Yeah. So I think that it can be a real testament to what they're trying to build and put together here. But I think you heard Maddie say that we're trying to build something, and you know, and so you're building and coming off of an SEC championship and a season the likes of which this program hasn't seen in years. You know, there's a lot to be excited about.
No doubt about it. I mean, think about the shooters. You've got Blair Green, Robin Benton, Maddie Shear can shoot the ball. Jada Walker's an excellent shooter, and you've got some new presence down low with Adiyeye or Addie as they call her, and then you've got Asia Petty and Aya Russell, a transfer from South Carolina, and you've got Niall Everetter. So this team's got some floor balance to it, in addition to having a lot of shooters across the board, as Coach Elsie likes to say.
Well, what about that whole situation too with Blair not playing last year, right? I mean, so there's a whole, you know, that's
there's
a whole other deal.
Points off
yeah,
the board.
Well, I mean, right. So now you're talking about trying to build something with players like that, you know, that weren't here. That feels new. You know what I mean? Having her back really feels new. I feel like it's a lifetime ago that she wasn't on this.
Right.
But she's back, bigger, better, stronger than she's been. I thought she looked great. What I've seen of her, she's, you know, got that that really good, solid muscle back on, so I'm really excited to see what Blair Green can get done.
We're going to talk about the men's basketball team when we come back. We'll hear from CJ Frederick and Oscar Shibway, who stopped by 10th City Live last Saturday. If you missed that, you'll get to hear from them next here on Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio. This is the UK Sports Network.
First Watch, the daytime cafe, is serving up good mornings to Wildcat Country. Here at First Watch, we begin each morning at the crack of dawn, slicing fresh fruits and vegetables, baking muffins, and whipping up our French toast batter from scratch. We use only the finest ingredients for the freshest taste around. Whether you want breakfast for lunch or lunch for breakfast, at First Watch, everything is made to order and freshness is never compromised. First Watch is proud to be the official breakfast of UK Athletics. Go Cats!
Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, Purple, and Ashley mattresses. Not sale priced, clearance priced. P-Rats is cleaning out, clearing out, and closing out to make way for new merchandise. Now get up to 30% in extra savings on floor sample and closeout mattresses from the top brands. Get a free power base upgrade on all Sealy mattress sets, $5.99 and up. Queen mattresses start at only $1.99. Plus up to 6 years special financing.
Nobody beats P-Rats.
Barn has everything you need for this week's Wildcat action. Now, to stock up on all your game day supplies, all you have to do is head over to your nearest Liquor Barn store. If you don't want to do that, guess what? You can also place an order for pickup or delivery through the Liquor Barn app or the website. Folks, that's all you got to do. It's that easy to shop for your favorite spirits, wine, and beer, and you can do it all in one place with Liquor Barn. Liquor Barn, where Kentuckians go to celebrate life. Go Cats!
There are lots of ways to make Skyline part of your game plan. You can pregame with friends in five ways at your favorite Skyline, or carry out conies to crush during the game. And Skyline is the only place for post-game Cholitos and chili cheese fries. Football, basketball, baseball, or soccer. High school, college, or pro. Doesn't matter. Game time is always a good time for Skyline. So get your game face on and get your Skyline game plan together. Feeling good, it's Skyline time.
Welcome back to Clark's Pub and Shop BBN Radio here on the UK Sports Network. Darren Hedrick, Christy Thomas with you, and we were talking about Tent City Live this past weekend, the Kentucky men's basketball team getting ready for Big Blue Madness on October 14th and that blue-white game in Pikeville on October 22nd. And this past Saturday, Cameron Mills and Dave Baker had a chance to sit down with Oscar Tshiebwe and CJ Frederick at Tent City Live, and here's part of that conversation.
How good is your three-point shooting now?
Three-point shooting, I'll probably say it's getting better, but we just have too many three-point shooters.
Let's get a hard percentage number out of you.
I'll probably say four.
Is that accurate?
No, I got to give him credit. I do a little shooting routine, and he'll hop in sometimes, and he'll be right there with me.
So what's the routine that you do?
Just every day, just like repetition shots.
How many do you get up every day?
Just a couple hundred.
Mm-hmm. I knew some guys that would get up 250, 300. You know, Cam, people talk about what these guys do during the summer. I just saw CJ here. I mean, the dude was not big before, but I mean, you can physically see that he's thinner. What were you concentrating on? And you know, you're coming off the injury and everything, mm-hmm. but what kind of things did you, and why did you feel like you needed to make that body transformation?
Yeah, my main focus was just turning a negative into a positive. So just being out for the whole season, I was determined to not let that, you know, affect me, and I was going to make it into a positive. So right away, just getting on the treadmill, doing extra lifts, whatever I could do in that time, that was going to help me for this season. And that was my body. Going from the Big Ten to the SEC, it's a little different style of play. SEC is more up and down, more sure. athletic, so I had to get my body in that kind of frame. And, you know, credit to the medical staff and the training staff for, you know, getting me into this greater shape.
We had you on the pregame show, I think, late in the season, and if I remember right, you were telling us that you thought you were going to be cut loose like sometime in May. When was it that in your mind, you know, you felt like, okay, I'm good to go, and now I don't have to worry about this anymore?
Honestly, it wasn't until like after the Bahamas.
No kidding.
When I got back from the Bahamas, that's when I was like, okay, I got a taste of what going up and down feels like. And even in practice, I've just been feeling much more confident. But like I said earlier, you know, Jeff Staten, our trainer, did a great job with me, you know, not letting me get too far ahead and just staying with the script. And, you know, he's a huge part of why I'm where I am right now.
Awesome.
So you mentioned the Bahamas, CJ. And so, Oscar, this question for both of you. We talked to Coach O about it. Like the biggest improvement that you all saw as a team coming out of the Bahamas. And then also just individually of the 14, 13 guys that are on the team, what was the best part of the Bahamas? The singular moment that you remember, because again, this is something that not every team gets to do every year. It's every 4 or 5 year deal. And it's those early practices. You get a jump start and everything. But what was the best part about it, whether on the court or off?
You got it.
You know, I think just the entire process of the summer leading up to it, you know, with a new team, you know, we have a lot of veterans coming back, but we're also adding in a little bit and just getting to know those guys. And then going to the Bahamas, I felt like you saw more of a personality from those new guys. You know, you're able to bond with them and have fun and see things that you don't see on the court. You know, that was something that I really enjoyed because, you know, Kyle always preaches during a long season, you got to lean on each other.
Right.
And, you know, having that early experience to have fun and just communicate with each other and learn how to trust with each other early on, I think that was probably my favorite part, just to see my new teammates and, you know, how they are and how they respond to things.
Well, for me, like you just said, for me, it was like, we say like brothers, like brother, we love each other. We were just hanging out, play for each other, move the ball. We were celebrating on the bench. We were having fun. Whenever we were not playing, we were cheering for each other, hang out together. That's just something like I would say it was good.
That was Oscar Tshiebwe and CJ Frederick with Cameron Mills and Dave Buzz Baker this past Saturday at Tent City Live. And Cameron said something earlier in that show Saturday, Christy, that I thought was one of the best lines of the night when we were talking about the excitement of the upcoming season. He was like, what about just having the player of the year back? And Oscar Tshiebwe is like, how can you not be excited about just having Oscar back? And he's absolutely right. And what a wonderful interview he is, too.
Well, I think you just that's so rare that you have that opportunity anymore. So I agree with Cameron that it's a rare luxury and a blessing to be able to have a guy like that come back. But I think this team is loaded with some of those guys, right? I mean, when you think about Toppin and Wheeler and some of that, you're thinking, so glad these guys are back and how much better can they be? Did you see that picture that Cal tweeted of the guys without their shirts on where they'd worked out? I mean, what is these guys are shredded.
Right.
I mean, you talk about whatever they've done over the summer and the offseason getting ready for this season is impressive. They all look like chiseled athletes. I mean, so I'm very excited just from that perspective too.
Yeah, and they've got four games under their belt in the Bahamas. Now, granted,
huge.
With respect to the competition, but still, we've already got to see a little preview of them. We're going to get more here over the next few weeks and a fun regular season schedule that's still kind of taking shape out there. So,
but to go back to your point about Bahamas, that is, absolutely. I mean, you cannot put a price tag on being able to do that and have that under your belt as you get ready to start this practice run, you know, as you start practice and you get into your workouts and that kind of thing. It's absolutely invaluable. I think about, my playing days and just being able to, when you're scrimmaging each other, there's only so much you can learn and glean from, a scrimmage amongst your own team.
Right.
To be able to do things like that and really learn and the film that you have from that is really, it's huge. It's absolutely huge.
Let's take our final timeout. One more segment to go. This is Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network.
Thousands of our teammates make and deliver 300 of the world's best brands and flavors, locally. From the heartland to the coast, in big cities and small towns. Our products are moving, and our trucks are rolling. We share a passion and a purpose, and we love to refresh and serve our communities. We are Coca-Cola Consolidated, your local bottler.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Our Eastern Kentucky communities have been devastated by catastrophic flooding. Our residents are in desperate need of cleaning supplies, food, water, baby formula, diapers, pet food, and other supplies. Please help today by donating at arh.org/floods or by bringing supplies to the ARH office at 2260 Executive Drive in Lexington. ARH. More for Appalachia.
If you're a part of Big Blue Nation, then you need to listen to BBN Radio on the UK Sports Network Monday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. immediately following the UK Healthcare Mark Stoops Show.
Touchdown, Kentucky!
It's a one-hour insider's look at UK athletics, hosted by Darren Hedrick, and a rotating cast of coaches, players, and your favorite UK Sports Network personalities.
Victory, Kentucky!
Get inside the program with BBN Radio, Monday nights, 7 to 8 p.m. on the UK Sports Network.
With the Kroger Plus Card, it's easy to get lower than low prices for the win. And for every dollar you spend, you earn fuel points, which can add up to $1 per gallon off at the pump for the win. Plus, save every day on groceries and get personalized digital coupons for the win. The Kroger Plus Card. All you do is win. Big, big savings. Sign up now at Kroger.com and start saving.
Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's Jericho's real-world pharmacy success story from Kentucky Community and Technical College System.
I was able to pursue pre-pharmacy, didn't have to go to a bigger university, which saved me tons of money. We were a lot more focused on core parts that were needed. There wasn't a lot more fluff. I wasn't in a classroom full of 300, 500 kids. You know, it was a lot more one-on-one with the teachers.
Start your own success story. Learn more at kctcs.edu.
Final segment of Clark's Puppet Shop BBN Radio for this first week of October. Can you believe it's already October?
No, I cannot. And I want to ask you, so that you were at Tent City and you saw all that stuff. There was a lot of stuff going on. Mm-hmm. What did you think about it? How was the camp out?
No,
how were things?
It was a lot of fun. Yeah. And, you know, the interaction with the fans and the players was so fun.
Yes.
You know, and the women's basketball team, like, I just remember Jada and Maddie and Naya, they were taking pictures, signing autographs, and then they came on stage. Meanwhile, Kennedy Cambridge and Zaniya Thomas are playing football with just children are camping out. You know, they're down there in the grass at Memorial playing football. So,
and they bring food, right? Don't they pass out some food and everything?
Coca-Cola had a truck there handing out Coca-Cola slushies, which, and then La Rosa's Pizza was there. The players were giving that out. You know, we had to make sure the players actually gave the pizza out to the fans and not, you know, take one for themselves.
Eating it, No, that's so
and
great.
And the volleyball match, Craig Skinner's team beat Alabama.
Yes.
So that was going on during Tent City Live and the camp out. So it was a fun weekend.
Yeah, that's really cool to think about all that stuff going on. And the fact that it's back, you know, that the camp out is back. And it's kind of, you know, trying to get it back to what it was once before. So cool stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, Big Blue Madness is coming up October 14th. That'll be here before you know it. But then the Blue-White Scrimmages, the women are doing one October 22nd, which is the football team's bye week. And then the men are going to Pikeville for the Blue-White Scrimmage, which I think is just tremendous.
It's perfect. It's exactly what we should be doing. We all talk, you know, we're continually thinking about that area, and I love the fact that Cal is always looking for a way to give back. I think it's perfect. I love the fact they're doing it. I think the community will embrace it, and there's no better way to do that. I love it.
And look, we mentioned the women are doing a Blue-White Scrimmage. That's going to be at Memorial Coliseum, and it's going to come along or coincide with a fan day that begins at 11 a.m. So if you want a chance to meet this Kentucky women's team and the coaches, come out to the Coliseum on the 22nd at 11 a.m. They're going to have a fan day with all kinds of festivities and then a scrimmage. So that's going to be fun, too.
Well, this year more than ever, right? Because there are
so many
new faces.
New ones,
you want to know get to know them a little bit. We got to know the guys in the Bahamas so we could kind of get a feel for who they are and what they're about. So not necessarily had that chance with the women. So I think this will be a great opportunity just to get to put names with faces and figure out who everyone is.
This weekend is Kentucky, South Carolina, 7:30 kick at Kroger Field.
And let's go, Darren. Let's go.
You and Dusty and Jeremy will get it started at 5:30 with the Don Franklin Auto countdown to kickoff. And I just want to say thank you to you for allowing me to pinch hit.
Thank you for doing it.
Yeah, even though I think I usurped you a little bit with providing some breakfast. But
what is that about, Darren? Darren all of a sudden brings breakfast. So Dusty and Jeremy are all about the snacks. They always want to eat. And you're so I see what you're doing. I see what's going on. I'm on to you, and I don't appreciate it one bit.
But I just want to say thanks. And I'm jealous because working with those two and listening to them talk football is a fun time.
They're awesome.
I enjoyed that.
They are. You want it. I tell them all the time they could easily have a half-hour show every week just sitting and talking about just chewing the fat on football. They're awesome that way.
Maybe they need a podcast.
I'm telling you, they would kill it. They should do that. I've been saying that for years. They should do it.
Special thanks to men's soccer coach Johan Sedergren for joining us tonight. They'll take on Georgia Southern Sunday, October 9th at the Bell Soccer Complex. So go out and see the men's soccer team against Georgia Southern. Christy, thanks for being with us. Well,
thanks for having me. I was going to say, this men's soccer team, keep your eye out for them. Big things coming for them as they wrap this thing up and head towards postseason. Yeah, good stuff.
That'll do it for us here on Clark's Pump and Shop BBN Radio. Be with us next Monday night for all of us. I'm Darren Hedrick. We'll talk to you Saturday for the Cats and Gamecocks here on the UK Sports Network.
You've been listening to Big Blue Nation Radio on the UK Sports Network. Big Blue Nation Radio is a presentation of the UK Sports Network, powered by JMI Sports.